another 3 years for Nome Police Chief John Popsadora, and an overview of operations from outgoing City Manager Josie Banky, part of Friday's meeting of the Nome City Council. On the job since 2009, the four council members at the meeting voted unanimously to renew Popsadora's contract for another 3 years. The chief says he'll continue his focus on community policing.
It is measured in the way that the community responds to police work. That's evolving into a relationship between the community and the police officers who are serving them, because the people can see that we're not just there to put handcuffs on them if you go to jail. We want to make their lives better. We want to give them an opportunity to do better. We want to give them the opportunity to more or less modify their own behavior.
With the department more fully staffed than it has been in years, Chief Popsadora delivered an assessment of NPD to the council, citing overall a, quote, stable police force. That leaves room for specialty programs like school resources and a new canine unit, but the chief says one of the loftier goals for the next 3 years will be to work to integrate the police with the volunteer fire and ambulance departments.
It makes sense to try to build a parent agency, the Department of Public Safety, where everybody maintains their identity, maintains their purpose, but they get a better level of support and consistency so that their jobs are easier. That's the whole point in doing this. That the people at the volunteer fire department, volunteer ambulance department, they give every day. I mean, if we can find a way to make their jobs easier and give something back, I think it's to the benefit of everybody.
The chief stresses there's no official plan in place to consolidate the three departments, but he says the first step would be working to combine the administrative work for fire, ambulance, and police. Outgoing City Manager Josie Banky ended the meeting with a broad assessment of city projects as she leaves office, everything from the future of the Deep Draft Port to the Richard Foster Building to maintaining the White Alice Towers. Banky highlights other concerns that fall to the city manager that the council will eventually need to address in the coming years. She says formalizing the city's approach to its cemetery should be a priority.
Our office has been working on the more technical things, as well as helping families out and picking out burial plots and walking around and taking on that role. My recommendation was for the mayor to appoint an ad hoc cemetery committee. It's kind of a bigger task than the Planning Commission, I think, can effectively take on. You know, it needs to happen. Our residents that are moving up there deserve it.
Two members of Nome's Rotary, as well as city staff, have volunteered to lead up the committee, Banky says. Incoming City Manager Tom Moran will be officially at the reins at tonight's council meeting, overseeing an agenda approving a new city clerk and setting up the October city elections. That meeting tonight has a 6 o'clock work session with a 7 o'clock regular meeting.